I'm going to start with the topic we've spoken about before. It was nitoisif to me ipsanu havana, and it's, I think that's very significant. The parsha in the Torah of the shaylus ben chacham. So we say there's connect everyone in the Torah. Say, but then the Haggadah, and one of them is the ben chacham. So the first three, actually, the Torah presents them in the context of some element of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Ben Rasha asks, "What is this lechem?" It's the psukim we're talking about being marked of the Korban Pesach. The Shelis Tam, he's asking about the din of Arifas Petach Amor. He sees them being taking this the young Petach Amor and they're breaking its neck. He says, "What's going on, Mazois?" Fair question, mazois. Right? You know, you don't usually take an animal, break its neck. So he says, you know, what's going on? The any day lishol, the pasuk he got the binchas. It's referring to the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mor. The parsha of the shelis ben chacham is not in parsha. It's not, first of all, it's the only one not in parsha's boy. It's in parsha's beschanon, and it's bechlal. It's after a samach. It's not a hemshah to the parsha before. The hemshah parsha before, actually, if you want to, the hemshah to the parsha before is lo sinasu Hashem alakecha kashani sisim but nisi seba maso shmatish runas mitzvah Hashem alakecha may the sub chukav Hashem tivoch v'sisa yosher b'tei b'nei Hashem l'man yitel l'cha fine. Nothing to do with Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then there's a samach. So we're looking at in parsha's v'schanon. Kapitel Vav Pasuchov. Ki Yishalcha Bin Chom Mocher Leimor. One day Yerushalayim asks you this question, and he asks you, "Ma Haidois Achukim BaMishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Alakeinu Veschem." Stam. In fact, like a shayla, mitten darinan, as the saying goes in Yiddish, like out of the middle of nowhere. He says, "You know, Dad, I was thinking one day, can you please tell me a list of all I want to have the chinuch, say for a chinuch tayik mitzvahs." Divided up between Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpat. I would like to have a clarification. The Rebbeinu Sadeh going, I would like to get all the Targum Mitzvahs clarified for me. That's the question. Stam, he asked the question totally out of nowhere. So that's a fair question, and the answer should be, we take out the Sefer HaChinuch, and we go through the Sefer HaChinuch, and I make a big chart, and I say, these are Eidus, these are Chukim, and these are Mishpat. Well, good, it's a very simple, right? The Torah gives me a five-pasuk answer to the question, and B'chalala has seemed to have no shaykhs to the question. At the end of the day, it does not seem that you answered his question. If I had been a boy, I'd be very frustrated. V'amar to the Bincha. Right, so remember, the boy didn't come. It's not the Seder night, and he didn't come here to hear a shmooze from Rabbi Reingold. Right, right. It's he asked the kasha. He's out mitten for Seder. He says, you know, zogmer klor. What's that on edus chukim mishpatim? He says it with a brisker avora. I mean, it's a good kasha. Like what's good? But Marta ben Chol, you get up. He said, Rabbi Yisai, avora me the fire of Mitzrayim. The kid looks at you from you out of here from Mars. And you say, "Avodah Meinu V'Var Mitzrayim." But you say, "Hashem Mitzrayim Yer Chazok." Good, okay. Eidu Chukim Mishpatim. But Yitzar Hashem. No. One second. But Yitzar Hashem. Oy Sosim Oy Sim Gedoyim V'Roim B'Mitzrayim B'Far B'Chol Beisur Leinenu. No. Good. Yeah. Eidu Chukim Mishpatim. No. But Yisar Hoytzim Yishon. Now I'm Havi Yisar Olos Yisar Nesa Oros Hashem Nishmar La Bisenu. No. Eidu Chukim Mishpatim. Noch nicht. Right. It's the God's in the shaman. The poor kid is like, he's waiting, you know, give me an answer. And we were avon in the power of Mitzrayim. The Bershom, main gewalt genisim, and he flows. And Mestamash does it for, the father was, he elaborated, you know, started explaining Makas Dam, and he spent 20 minutes in Makas Dam, and the poor kid is like, you know, Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. He said, Makas Dam! He said, Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. It's, you know, the conversation is Bechlal Mitzum Zach. Vayitzameinu Hashem, good. Vayitzameinu Hashem Lasois. Eskola chukim ha'ele. Doesn't say it doesn't mention chukim. Doesn't mention anything about edus and mishpatim. It says chukim. The Russian gave us all these chukim. The Yiras Hashem alukenu. The Tzayvlonu kol ha'yamim. The Chayyusen ha'yam hazeh. My kind says takyira. It's toiv. It's chiyus. It's a moment. It's something like a musr shmuz. Remember, my Rebbe used to say, one of Rebbe used to say, in the middle of Shtickel for a Seder, like, he didn't like your words, it's like Musar Meisers, it felt like a good Shaila, Alam the Shaila, and it was like a Musar Meisers, who'd stalk it to Yolanu. Can you swear last, it's called a Mitzvah Azois, Lefei Hashem Alokeno Kashat Sivonu. Samach, end of the parasha. You didn't answer the kid's question. And not only did you answer his question, you only mention chukim, and you give this five pasuk answer, which b'chalal is moshayches to the question. Like, what's the point of the teretz? What is the conversation over here? And remember, and it has nothing to do. The question wasn't yitzias mitzrayim. The question wasn't be ma'azra to me the tea for understanding of yitzias mitzrayim. You know, this is like the second half of the seder. The little kids fell asleep already. Says Tanu, you're big Baal Machshava. Says be ma'azra, what's the yisoid of yitzias mitzrayim? Right? The second half of the seder. Right? No. It starts up in the middle of nowhere, and you start talking yitzias mitzrayim. It's a good kasha. So I've spoken about this before. So I think maybe and the kud over here, which is hitting me. If I want to pick the line, which I think is the nekuda merkazis and the answer to his question, which doesn't answer his question but answers his question, is the pasuk l'toyvlanu kol yomim l'chayusen akayem azeh. We are now on our way from Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are now on our way to Sinai. We're going to Har Sinai. We're going to makabel the Torah. We're going to say Nasa v'nishma. We're going to makabel the Torah. Now, contrary to what many people think, Kabbalah Satara has nothing to do with learning Torah. Kabbalah Satara means you're makabel Tayak Mitzvahs with every single chiyuv that it has, with every single prat and all of the halachas and all of the tifkait. That's what Kabbalah Satara means. Kabbalah doesn't mean you're makabel to learn Torah. Kabbalah doesn't mean you're makabel every single one of the mitzvahs. You're going to put on tefillin. You're going to say Shema. You're going to eat matzah. You're going to do every single one of the mitzvahs. That's what Kabbalah Satara means. Obviously, one of the mitzvahs is Limud HaTorah. Obviously, you can't do the other mitzvahs without learning the Torah, because you don't want to be talking about without it. But that which we have a minute to stay up Shavuos night and learn, it's a good minute. I have no shy problem with the minute. But people have created a mistake. One time I spoke to a woman. This woman said, "What's a woman shy to Shavuos?" Like, that was the question presented that I should speak about. I said, "The question to me is like ridiculous. Like, Shavuos is the day that we celebrate that we became Am HaNivchor, and we have the Bereshis Torah and his mitzvahs and his chiyuvim, and we became the nation which represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria that applies to Jews, whether they're man or women alike. That's what Shavuos is about. So what's the woman's chelik in Shavuos? The kasha doesn't make any sense. The Torah says, because we made it such a gabaldic minute to sit and learn the Adish Shavuos, which is the gabaldic azach, so it became eingepflanzt, the people's head, that the tachlis, the Shavuos is about learning Torah. That's not what Shavuos is about. So we're on our way to Shavuos. We're on our way to makabel Torah. Chazal say that the Dalai person should be oisik, matar mitzvah shalol lishma, shematek shalol lishma, bo lishma. I'm telling you, Zot Moshe Rabbeinu, that the answer you have to your child is you should know the reason why you do Torah and mitzvahs is because it's good for you. Not because it's good for Kadosh Baruch Hu, not because it's good for the world, not because it changes the olam asol yoinim and mamish, it's a tutzach lebech, because it's good for you. You. And nobody else. I couldn't care less about anybody else. I'm selfish. I am going to be a happier, better person. I'm going to enjoy life more. I'm going to get something out of life which I could not get otherwise, which I want, truly want. That's what you're telling this young man. And if you don't get that, my son, you don't get Torah. But I will tell you, it's the weiter. As Shtel said before, I don't think this is called Shalom Lishma. I don't think so. There's a famous piece from the Igle Tal and Sakdoma. Igletel talks about Liman HaTorah, and he says that if somebody one time asked him, he says, you know, you get such a geschmack in learning Torah that you're learning Torah Shalom Lishma. It's a felt, you know, you're supposed to learn Torah Lishma. You learn Torah Shalom Lishma. Pasha, you enjoy learning Torah. You enjoy the Kasha, you enjoy the Teretz, you enjoy the Hezbri. Pasha, you have a law from them, you know. He said, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. He says that the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah is that it should become part of your being. The word orev is a blush of taruvis. It becomes absorbed, it becomes mixed in. The word orev, v'harev no Hashem elokeinu, which we should absorb Torah, is only shayat. The same word orev also means in our language, it tastes good. When Torah tastes good, you absorb it, it becomes part of you, it becomes part of your being. There's an intellectual thing called Torah, and there's me, you know, I have a mitzvah to learn Torah, and I do it, l'shem shemai. Tos gomer, satik v'tal. Betzim, Rishiva, when he would say this over, Gittu would say this over, he would always say it over, he would say the Glital, he would say the Ben Avraham Menohar, in the fourth parak in the Dorim, the more it says, talks about the Allah, a person's wonder, Hanome Chaveroi. So the law is that even though we hold mitzvahs of the Holy Spirit, Nusim Eilam, I'm allowed to be able to do mitzvahs for you. But Liman HaTorah, I can't teach you Torah. Okay, you're Mura Hanah for me. So Ben Yonah uses the Lashon over there, not the Ben Yonah, so when they're Ben Avraham Menahor, he uses the Lashon over there, he says, because the chefs of Liman HaTorah is the Hanah which you get out of Liman HaTorah. So over there, it's not mitzvah of the Holy Spirit, no, mitzvah of the Holy Spirit, no, Liman HaTorah is the Holy Spirit, no. But what this pasuk is telling me, I have to shim it with the concept of mitzvah of lahanas nitnu. Right? Elul Rashi says elul oil nitnu. Rashi says. At the same time, the pasuk says, you should know. By yitzavenu Hashem, malasus kol chukim elul yiras Hashem elokeinu. You know why we have yiras Hashem? Yiras Hashem. We sit and tremble in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We tremble. We have yiras oynish. Why do we have yiras oynish? Because it's good for us. I mean, it's come out of steer in our thought process. The Baruch Hashem knows what's good for us. And we have to understand that with the Mahus, what we're talking about. I had a conversation with somebody on Friday, Thursday, Friday. Told me over Yom Tov, they had a guest, my in-laws. And this guest was a Chakirsha type of a person, you know, he liked learning the Rishayim and like him being like, you know, like one of the people, like, they like having a, you know, running commentary how society has changed because of the Chassidim and the Misnagdim and da da da. And the true Torah is, you know, the way the Rishayim understood it back in the, you know, 1500, in the 1400s, 1300s, 1200s. He says, you know, if you look in the Rishayim, they don't talk about the idea that Rishayim loves any individual Jew. Rishayim loves Klai Yisrael. I mean, it's hard to say not. It's actually Hashem Eschem. That's pretty fair shapostic. You can't deny the Russian loves Klal Yisrael. It's fair shapostic and parshas of Eschem. So, but each individual Jew, that's the thing with Hasidim developed in the 1700s, 1800s. I didn't find it. You know, it didn't find anywhere in Rishat Yigoyin and the Chavos Lavav. You had a good Kenneth Zion. So the person says he felt very comfortable. He didn't have an answer to the fellow. So I said, you know, I mean, I think Tzchavar Oynish is on an individual level. So I asked him that. He said, yes, Tzchavar Oynish is, you know, it's an employer-employee relationship. I said, you know, I think the person here was not looking for an answer at this point in time. I think he was looking for making a statement. An employer-employee relationship makes sense when the employer needs the employee because he has a need. So you're saying the Russia created the world because he needs human beings and he has to pay them. The Russia created the world because he needs human beings. He was bored one day. He said, you know, he enjoys having human beings to play with, and he's got to pay him for his work. The Russia created the world because he wants to give us something that's good for us. So it's only on the cloud levels, on the individual level, I don't get paid. The cash doesn't make any sense. But, okay, maybe the Kindle doesn't count as a Rishon, I don't know. So the Chinuch Reish of Ches, he tells us on the fact that we find certain asharas and mitzvahs in the Torah repeated multiple times. Again, he was writing for his young son, so maybe that doesn't count, you know. Didn't really mean it, maybe, I don't know. So why is the Rashi repeated so many times? It's lav le b'shnei lav. He says, what's the pshat in that? Shekol shirotz hakel baruch hu laharchik mimeno l'tov v'seinu richu gadol. Whichever he brings one, they mark from us for our good, and it should be very distant from us. Here below, v'biri be'azaris. So the Bereshit wrote multiple azaris. He warned us multiple times, because like a father who cares about a child, he says, you know, don't eat that, it's poison. Yeah, I said it one time, I did my job as a father, I told you don't eat that, it's poison. No, if I really care about you and I'm worried about that, it's poison, I repeat multiple times, it's poison, don't touch it. I mean, you said it already, why are you repeating yourself? So the Bereshit does the same thing. Then he says, is referring to us horizontal, so not just on Tzibuyim, but even on Azoris. You should know there's a Gemara that tells us pretty big Azoris. Why? For example, he's dealing with the pasuk of Oishik. Right? She says, for example, that would include Gezel, it would include Oishik, it would include Shabbos of Veir. I can become all of the Lavin of Mominus in one laugh. When he's Rabbi Alonu Hazaris Bedover, Keshin Akabal Skar Harbi Alaprishim in Aveir. Now, Shayla Farish Galila, she used to kill love about Lila Albir yourself. The more Azores you get, the more times you get to burn a Gehenna. You know, double Azores means you get to burn a Gehenna twice. The Rosh Hashanah without the Gehenna. Like, Rabbi Alavsky one time says, you know, our dysfunctional father in heaven, you know, he wants to beat us up. He's like, he can get us twice. It's better to get us twice than get us once. So he said it to Vayr twice, you know. No, don't look like that. But Chidim avoids that. It wasn't love about Lila. I'll bring yourself. You think the chiddush was, you know, he mamish born the kasher. Ki chayv is Hashem baruchu ubaruch shemoy lezakas bring yourself. Loi lechayiv. Alva yizar is her son of zeru zakas zeru is the man yilmudu yichu musar beyizku behisracha coming averes chustayv. That's not on a national level. That's each individual person, because the Russian cares. Rosh cares about you, and he wants you to get a lot of scar. Therefore, he gave you multiple azores and not doing a lot in the gezel. Because therefore, when you are careful with it, you get multiple scar for that. Okay, I mean, it's one place which came to mind. I mean, but it's not a chinuch; it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Your wonderful son comes in and he asks, "Eidus lukum yishpat." So you tell him, I said, I want you to understand something. You're right, Be'etzim. And Lomdash, you're right. But I want you to know, on some level, it's all Eskola Chukim Eila. At the end of the day, it's because Bershom said so. Bershom said so because he wanted us to have Eidus. Bershom said so because he wanted us to have the Mishpatim. Bershom said so he wanted us to have something which we call Chukim. But deep down, everything is because Bershom said so. But why did Bershom say so? So before you go to the next step and you handle the lamdash shayla, the kulkum edus, kulkum mishpatim, and you go through all of the mitzvahs, you need to understand a fundamental yesod is l'tayv lano kol hayom. Utzdakati elano kinishmor lasus is kolam mitzvah zayis. Zot zot the uklus uzchus the teilano. It's a valid uzchus to do such a thing. Rabbi say we're not giving a kabbal Torah on Har Sinai unless we decide it's good for us. So shuvah d'kazach. Now we're so selfish. Says we the kabbal Torah, but this is the Russian. We owe a curse to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We owe a curse to the Russian who created us. He gave us every breath that we have. I mean, the expectation we should serve him. That's why we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'zehu. That's it. No. That's not, you're not going to build a foundation of a Baruch Hashem because the Baruch Hashem said so. You're not going to build a foundation of Kodesh Baruch because you are mechuyev to. You're not going to build a foundation of a Baruch Hashem with anything else. When Chazal said, "Mitarshal Ishabali Shmo," that's what they're saying. There's no way to build a foundation of a Baruch Hashem unless you understand that it's good for you. that you gain from it. So the most basic shalishma, you gain, you know, you gain friends, you gain COVID, you gain money, you know, whatever you gain out of it. But that's some shalishma. And those are, you know, it's a madrega. But there's a shalishma, which is the lishma of the Torah. To understand that the Bershim has a relationship and he gave you Torah is because he cares about you. He loves you. And he feels that you're going to gain by this. And you're going to become a person who's a happier person and a better person. And you're going to gain an Olam Haba with Schar V'Oinish. And the Rambam says that you're given Likur, we believe in Schar V'Oinish. If it's a Schar, excuse me, if it's an employer-employer relationship, I don't know why it's one of you given Likur, and I believe in Schar V'Oinish. What is Schar V'Oinish for? You give Likur, it's Veltach and Amuna. I didn't have a Koifer, but I don't believe in Schar V'Oinish because my employer didn't play me. So it's a Veltach and Schar. No. The Rambam is saying that you don't understand what it means of the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu if you don't understand Schar V'Oinish. If you don't understand the Bashem is giving you something of benefit, and it's so beneficial that he's going to pay you for it, because you're going to gain from it at the end. You don't understand Torah. That's a felt in your Ikri Amunah understanding what Torah is. Torah is that there's Schar. And if we believe that you're going to not get Schar, you don't understand Torah. I'm over Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'shem Shemayim, even I wouldn't get any Yitzchar, like the guy, you get all, you know, Siddish Terah. That's not the Bershom gave it for. He didn't give it, that's your decision. You want it because you love Kodesh Baruch Hu so much. Right, that's nice. That's not why he gave Terah. He gave Terah because you are going to get something out of it. It's an awesome Rambam. That's what it means, that one of you give an Ikrim Yitzchar. I can tell you, I have rachmanus on this person. He has, you know, I mean, he doesn't get it. It's nitzkin Torah. It's a nice Yiddish understanding of Judaism, you know, deep Orthodox Judaism. You know, it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. And the reason why the person, you know, so why do we get up in the morning? Why do we daven? Because you have to daven. Why do we put on tefillin? Because you have to put on tefillin. And why do we learn? You have to learn. And why do we not speak Lashon Hara? You have to speak Lashon Hara. Like, you know, so we say that's very, that, well, there's deep understanding, you know, etc. The person who understands, okay, let's flip it around. I have the Sefer Basos HaSanchenim, which I'm a very, very big chassid of. He gives a Baal Degam Moshul. Okay, two scenarios. Scenario number one, there's a person, he's a successful businessman, you know, he goes to bed Sunday night, something happens, the mechanism goes haywire in the person, etc., you know, good. He wakes up and it's Wednesday morning, he misses Monday and Tuesday. Now, Monday and Tuesday, he could have made a lot of money. So he said, no, he wakes up Wednesday morning, he says, he looks at this, it's Wednesday morning. What happens? Wednesday morning. It's gevald in the belt. I could have made so much money on Monday, which I didn't make. There's so much money on Tuesday I didn't make. And he's mamish, he's upset. He lost out a lot of money. Right? Scenario number two. Yeshiva Bacher goes to sleep Sunday night. He wakes up Wednesday morning. He says to himself, no, it's almost Shabbos already, Baruch Hashem. Does he say to himself, I lost 2 days of Torah and mitzvahs? The 2 days that I could have been, you know, it's a good self-say, you know, we might get real from, I could have got all this Ganein, etc. He doesn't say that. Does he say that I lost that Shacharis, that Shacharis could have really been really Geshmak Shacharis? Does he say I lost that first Seder? If we don't say that, we don't get this Pasuk. Avodas Hashem is not less than making money. So how are we supposed to make Kabbal Torah and Shulz? We don't understand the Pasuk, which is the foundation of what, why we're doing this. That was his mashal that he gave. I'll tell you, it's a very, very, very insightful, painful mashal. If we don't understand the reason why we get up in the morning and sit daven Shacharis, is because chakras is good for us. And we don't find a way to internalize that. And maybe there are ways, and we can talk about what the ways are. And I daven because what are you supposed to do? I'm from a yid, and daven. If that's what my chakras looks like, that's what my tefillin looks like, and that's what my tzitzis looks like, and that's what everything like doing the whole day looks like. Gebalt in the belt. Rebaran says over a story that he has the years he taught in Eishat Torah. So there was this young man comes in one day. So he's becoming, mitchared is the saying, he's coming from. And he has these relatives in Eretz Yisrael. He was fry, his relatives were dati. He went to for Shabbos, and they gave him this whole big commission, don't become that, don't become Haredi. You want to come from, fine, Shomer Shabbos, but not Haredi. So he went back and forth. He says, why? What's wrong? He said, our Ashita is that B'nei'evet is the Chatzibah. So they told him. Listen, you can't not be frum. But as long as there's a Ashita, hold it, that's mutter. So you're being frum still. So from the vantage point of a person who's not frum yet, that's a Gebaldiga line. He said to them, he says, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. And he walked out of their house and he went to somebody else's house for the rest of the Shabbos. It's a great story, but I have to tell you, it's a really painful story because if we're honest with ourselves, we have the same problem. Do we really want to do it? Or how much would it bother us if we didn't do it? That's how Moshe Eisenman gives, imagine for a moment there's a piece of paper which comes down from Shemayim, signed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, very clear. We have Kiyam Kosomis, it's for his signature. Tomorrow, everything is mutter. Do whatever you want. So what we say? If we're honest with ourselves, we wouldn't say, Ayvei, I lost all my mitzvahs for tomorrow. We wouldn't say that. Say, great, I could, at best, the guys, I could sleep in tomorrow. I don't have to worry about Shema, no tefillin, no tzitzis. I'm partially, you can't schluff in a ganze tag. That would be we'll leave it like that. Leza Gorzin one time said to Bacher, Leza tells her, he says, Chazal say that, sleeping is 1/60th of Misa. Can you imagine how geschmack Misa is? Sleeping means you didn't do anything. You were dysfunctional. It's geschmack to sleep. I also know it's geschmack to sleep. I get to bed, and you allow every single part of your body to relax. It's good. It feels good. You've been holding yourself together for X amount of hours. After a while, it feels good to be able to relax. But the guy says, sleeping in. So what'd you accomplish today? The guy who has a business and he makes money, he doesn't say, Baruch Hashem, I was able to sleep in today. He says, Baruch Hashem, I got up this morning, I made money. This is not a Musar Shmuz. It's a reorienting Shmuz. Saschol says, man. And we're going to learn. We're going to learn for Seder. We'll learn second Seder. We'll learn night Seder. And we'll learn Ben Astorim. And we'll learn after Marv. And we'll learn, Baruch Hashem. And we'll daven. And we'll talk daven like Yeshiva is supposed to daven a little slower than a Balabas, because that's the din. If Balabas takes 35 minutes, Yeshiva takes 45 minutes, And we ask our shaylas about tefillin if they have ribua and they're shachar, because that's the Baruch Hashem supposed to ask shaylas. We have it all. And we have your Shemayim. There's an awesome pasuk. The pasuk says it's pasuk that he Yerusha see mitzvahs and Hashem milumada. It's an awesome thing. Your Shemayim milumada. Didn't say you have your Shemayim. You have your Shemayim. You have your Shemayim. But it's also based on being trained like that. Milumada. That's the way you're trained. So Rosh Hashanah, you cry because you're supposed to cry Rosh Hashanah. You take a cry. And you're not simple because you dance. What are you dance? Rosh Chodesh, you say hallelujah, so you sing. And you can feel geschmack when you sing, because that's the training. Is that who? That's it? We don't feel that that at the end of the day we're a better person, we're a happier person, we accomplished. Forget about Gan Eden, down here. If we don't get that, we are still holding by the Aleph base of the Tavlon Kol Yomim Nechayus and Nechayomus. So Mirhoff, we're going to try maybe over the next weeks to talk a little bit about how is the toy for us. So should we come to Shavuos, she's taka be besimcha. Not because there's dinner choice, but to be besimcha, you know. Because taka be besimcha. It's awesome that we're Jews. It's awesome that we have a Torah. You know, matter word. It's awesome. You know, awesome means it's happy. It's awesome, right? It's Yira. This pasuk, Yira Hashem Elokeinu Toiv Lanu Kol Yomim. It's Yira LaToiv Lanu. It's a makor for the nusach of awesome. It's awesome. That it means that we can get up and talk to get up and stand by Maariv and talk to our Creator. You know what it means to talk to your Creator? You picture that. And we have a source to talk to Him, and we say, Atah, to Him. To the infinite being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk to Him directly, and He listens to us, and He hears what we're saying, and He cares about what we're saying, and He wants to hear from us, and He's so much He wants to hear from us, He's mitzav us to talk to Him. I tell you, I don't. You know, if we relate to Maariv properly, we could not finish Maariv. You cannot get through Maariv. Because you would say the first paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei, right? And you would be break out into such an excitement of a dancing that we were zoicha to talk to the Bar Yoilam. We couldn't get to the second bracha. It wouldn't be shayich. That's what it means to talk to Daven Maariv. And to learn the Bereshim's Torah, so we'll talk about it. It's going to talk about it. Get all regalachas. But that's the foundation we want to try and talk about. We're talking about L'tayv Lanu. We should absorb L'tayv Lanu. So we get the Shavuos. So we get the Shavuos. We get the Avas Olam. And it's Avas Olam. Bereshim has Avas Olam for Klal Yisrael. Avas Olam. You know what that means, Avas Olam? The Bereshim is more late than the whole Bria, and he has full of Ava for us. You know how much Ava that is? That's what Avas Olam means. That's what it means to be a Jew, Rabbi Yisrael.